Did you go swimming in Clinton?
Oh, that's a good question because, you know, we grew up with almost no minorities, except there was segregation in the swimming pools. So I recall that because we were living in Sentinel by the time we were old enough to really go swimming. We went to Cordell and Hobart to the swimming pools. And when we were young, they were segregated. And then as we grew older, they were integrated. But I remember that being an issue. And when we were in grade school in Sentinel, there were no minorities. And then there was a black family that moved to town, and Violet Jean was in my class. I remember her fondly. I hope we were friendly. I think we were. We didn't grow up in a segregated feeling in Sentinel because there were no minorities. So I think we were welcoming. I would hope so. And I just remember that being an issue at those other pools.
Probably in a young mind, you couldn't understand
why. I don't remember understanding. And, you know, we were greatly influenced by the fact that Mama May came from Illinois. So she had created a culture in her family that was very accepting of different races. And so Mother created that culture in our family that was very accepting of other races.
Your education begins in Sentinel?
Yes. Started to grade school with Miss Thomas, who also taught my father.
Oh.
First grade. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, yeah.
I adored Miss Thomas. It's a testament to think that I can Miss Thomas, Miss Campbell, Miss Edgar, and I've got second grade and fourth grade Magby mixed up. My fifth grade teacher was Mrs. Giroux, my mother.
And how did that
Mrs.
work for Vaughn
you? Mrs. Vaughn was sixth grade. It was not good all the way. Of course, I loved her as a teacher, but she was harder on me than other teachers had been, but it was fine. And then I had my dad in junior high in Oklahoma history.
Did you call her mom in class?
I think she did let me. I think she did. But she gave me a B. That was the only B I had in grade school.
Do you even remember some of the names of students back then?
I do. Sue Ann, Trudy, Dan Stowers, Gary Lumpkin, Susie, Violet Jean, I mentioned. She was just there for a few years. Judy McWhorter.
So then you went on to junior high school in Sentinel?
Yes, in Sentinel. You know, it was a very small, secure little world. We walked to town to the movies on Saturday night, walk home. Judy and I would walk home from there. And I ran all over town by myself on the bicycle. I had great friends in Methodist Church. Barbara Wiley was there for a while. Her father was the minister. She was a best friend, but they were a year older. They were a year ahead of me in school. Carolyn and Paula Fry lived next door to the Methodist Church. And Karen Self. They were my best friends at the church, but they were ahead of me in school. My best friends in school was difficult because they all lived in the country. I was a big baby, and I got homesick, so I didn't like to spend the night. So I'd go home with them after school. These were people that did not have indoor toilets. They had plumbing. But I loved going home with them because they had the farm, and we'd play outside. It was just great, but when the evening would come, I would just think I was getting sick, and I had to have my mother, and I was just such a big baby. So I would either be awake all night being homesick, or they would call Mother, and she would have to come get me. So I was much happier when I could play with those friends and then go home. But I'm amazed now. Mother would let me get on my bike and ride all over town by myself. Had a great imagination, liked to climb trees. And I would just play in my imagination. My parents had great friends. This was before television. We would be with their friends and their children all the time in the evening. Somebody would cook and the kids would play. Most of their friends, though, had sons. So I had great friends who were boys. So I had this tomboy thing and we would just play. But then when television came along, people stayed at home more.